Okay, the Mechaber writes concerning Aseres Meitshuva. Af Mishen Nizri Pashal Kusim Aseres Meitshuva Tzarech Li Zohar. There is a minig in Klal Yisrael codified in Shulchan Aruch that even those who are not Nizhar from Pashal Kusim during the rest of the year, they must be Nizhar during Aseres Meitshuva. Now, what we're referring to is there's pas, there's bread which is baked by a non-Jewish person in his own personal kitchen, in his home, that is clearly Aser Shulchan Aruch. One may not under any circumstances eat that. However, there's a whole other level, and that is where a non-Jewish person or company in some sort of commercial form, he goes ahead and he bakes. You have a bakery, you have someone who produces on a mass scale, and he goes ahead and produces something with purely kosher ingredients. Everything is totally fine, above board. Nonetheless, it was baked by a guy. There was no Jewish intervention, no Jewish involvement in the entire process. Such pas, many are not makpid on the whole year. There are those who are not. For those who are not, says the Mechaber, and the Ramah agrees with this, that during the Aseres Meitshuva, it is accepted in Klal Yisrael to accept this chumrah during the Aseres Meitshuva, not to eat this bread during the Aseres Meitshuva. As well, this refers not only to bread, but things which are bread-like substances, which include mezainis, cookies, cakes, these type of things which are technically part of the bread broader family, this as well would be prohibited during the course of Aseres Meitshuva. Now, it's not clear exactly, first of all, the concept of being makabel something during Aseres Meitshuva is very interesting because you see here that we have no intention, those who are makabelists have no intention of taking this throughout the year. It's simply during Aseres Meitshuva. But nonetheless, there's a concept of at the very least trying to put your best foot forward during Aseres Meitshuva and showing where your heart lies, even if you feel you can't carry it out the whole year. However, what does require a little bit of explanation is what did Chazal see? They wanted something that Klal Yisrael should accept upon themselves for Aseres Meitshuva. And they picked this one thing. Now there are millions upon millions of potential halachas that Klal Yisrael could really take it up a notch. There could have been something in Shabbos, there could have something else in Kashrus, there could have been anything else. Why did Chazal see specifically this halacha as something where they felt it was really for Klal Yisrael to pick this one chumrah for Aseres Meitshuva? And the truth is that Kadmonim don't really give us much information. They do say that the heter that people rely on is a bit of a shaky heter, and therefore it's something good to pick. But they don't give much further information beyond that. Perhaps the concept here is that the reason why the Chazal went ahead, Daniel went ahead and asked eating pas, which was produced by a guy, is again, not because of kashrus concerns. We know this is totally, with any real legitimate kashrus concerns, you couldn't eat it regardless. We're talking about something which is completely kosher. So what was the chashash? Daniel understood that in Golas, Klal Yisrael has to have a demarcation point. There's a line where they're gayim and they're yidin. And bread is, meal always revolves around bread. It consists of bread. That's what people live on. And something which is very basic to intervention with other, involvement with others. And therefore, Daniel felt there had to be a line between gayim and yidin. Perhaps one could suggest during a Aseres Meitshuva, and we're constantly involved during these days in self-evaluation. We think, are we good, are we bad? And generally people think to themselves that we're in pretty good shape. No, we could improve here, we could improve there, we're pretty good. But before we involve ourselves in such a process, we have to decide, what are we marking ourselves against? How are we scoring ourselves? And if we look at the broader world and we say, hey, we're doing pretty good, most of the world doesn't do that much chesed, we do a bit more than them. So you can say that we're pretty good, but however, we have to remember when we come to assess ourselves, who we are, and that is, if somebody's on the board of a corporation, and he goes in and says, look, I'm more valuable to the corporation because, I don't do much, but I do more than the mailman. I do more than the guy who, delivers the coffee to the coffee room. These type of things. He really isn't saying much because his job, his occupation is to be a member of the board. And therefore, the way he's measured and ranked is by that. So it really won't do very much to convince his employers to keep him going if he's just better than the guys in the street. As a yid, we have to look at ourselves and say, we are the members of the board. Because Baruch Hu created the world as a function. He wants something done, and we're here to do it. So it's not enough to say, look at the world and say we're better than that. We have to remember that we're unique, we have a unique role, and we have to assess ourselves whether each one of us is fulfilling our unique role. To that point, the starting point for that may be to say, the guy who eats their food, we don't eat those foods, we don't eat with them, we don't associate with them as friends, and therefore we understand the very basics that we are unique, and the starting point for self-assessment.